expect to see you here.
Look, it's me. I'm here. Deal with it. Let's move on.
Moving on to the Bob Bell Show on Joy 620 WRJZ.
Good morning and welcome in to Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County at 99.5 and all over the world at WRJZ.com. We're coming up on 7 minutes now after 6 o'clock. Can you believe it? Marching along, we had news just a moment ago with Tanya Stout-Brown and Fox News. All right, congratulations to Kansas. They won the national championship. Basketball. I was kind of pulling for the Tar Heels. I really didn't care because my basketball feelings are still hurt from having lost 3 weeks ago. I have not gotten over it. Those are just my basketball feelings. Everything else is compartmentalized. My radio feelings are fine. Love everybody, and it's just my basketball feelings are hurt, and it's hard for me to even watch basketball after knowing that that Tennessee team could have beaten either of those two teams last night. But they didn't, and they didn't go that far. That Tennessee team that we saw lose so painfully could have beaten either of those two teams last night. And then losing to Michigan on top of everything. The whole thing makes you a little nauseated. Just a little. Oh, for goodness sakes. I'm getting a little bit better. The baseball team has helped me heal. I like to win. And I like to be a part of winners. And I know some of you are non-sports people, and that's okay. When you hear me talk about stuff like this, you just automatically turn off. I don't want to hear that. We had somebody call in yesterday and said, I don't want to hear about slapping. Slapping's not on Christian radio. Really? Really? What do you think they did to Jesus at the cross? Did more than slap him. They beat him to within an inch of his life and then took his life later, the most painful possible way they could think of in that day and time. Now, this is not for everybody, but I'm going to say this. As I talk to people about how they call in, 865-342-5620, we want your opinion. Here's what you don't do. My buddy Dave Clabo is in there working. Now, he didn't tell me to say this. We've got him stretched from one end of the state to the other. He looks like Stretch Armstrong in there. Did y'all have one of those? I mean, he's doing everything. He's doing three or four things at once, which is what he does every day. His design is to answer the phone, get your name, put you on hold, and tell me who it is. He does that through a super secret communications passageway that you all know not of. Let's me know what the name of the person is who's waiting on the line. When you call in, you are not to argue with him. If you want to argue with me, you're more than welcome to. I'll love you through it. I'll help you understand where you're wrong. You know, whatever the case. Or you help me understand where I'm wrong. That's fine. But you do not call in and just sit there and argue with Dave or scream and holler at him. And then tell me what a Christian you are. Ah, we've already got somebody ready. 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620. Buckle your seatbelts. This could be good. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. The temperature holding steady at 50 degrees. We are expecting some rain later on this afternoon. For sure. No question about it. Some rain a little bit later on this afternoon. Maybe some thunderstorms on and off. Not supposed to be a total washout. Our hope and prayer is, though, more rain for up in the Wares Valley area. That's what we're praying for. So that's... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Anyway, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ. What's up, Big Blue?
Hey, man. What you doing today, Mr. Robert Bell?
I'm just causing all kinds of trouble and angst.
Yeah, you are. The comment yesterday, I was the one that called in about the slap.
Good, I'm glad you called back.
You were talking about the slap with Jesus being slapped. You were talking about the slap of the little award show the other night that you talked about to ad nauseum. And every day you keep talking about how it's a non-story, but yeah, you talk about it to ad nauseum. So don't go trying to pull the Christian card and act like you was talking about the slap to Jesus. You wasn't talking nothing about that.
Which you're right. I wasn't talking anything about that. I was talking about the slap between Will Smith and Chris Rock. You're correct.
Absolutely.
So you're tired of that.
And that's why I stated, so then this is on your little lead in this morning, says somebody called in and said that he shouldn't be talking about slaps on Christian radio. Does he not know that Jesus got slapped?
No, I thought you were talking about slaps in general. So what you're saying is, and let me make sure I get it right, Big Blue. I really shouldn't care about what Will Smith and Chris Rock do.
Not over and over. I mean, mention just some conversation and then move on.
You've heard enough of it, haven't you?
And that's what you keep saying every day. I've heard enough of it. Then you talk 5 minutes about it.
You know, Big Blue, I think you're onto something.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, you know, you're listening and you're hearing, and for some reason I keep talking about it, and then I even put up on Facebook, wonder why I should even care, and I need to quit talking about it. That's the deal. I think I'm inclined to agree with you.
I bet you didn't expect
that, did you?
No, I might have to stop while I'm ahead,
isn't it? See, Big Blue, here's the deal. If you belong to Christ, right?
Yeah.
And I belong to Christ, right?
All right.
Then that makes us what?
Brothers in the Lord. We need to both start acting like it.
Well, I'll be dogged. You mean we're kinfolk?
Yeah, actually, my point to that, too, is that actually a stronger bond than a biological brother, actually.
A bond that is closer than a brother.
Man, they're starting right off the bat.
See, instead of being antagonistic,
to slapping Jesus, and I said, "You don't talk nothing about that."
Well, no, I am. Here's what I'm trying to say. There's a big difference between two millionaires that make a ton of more money than you and I will ever see, slapping one another, one slapping the other because one insulted the other's wife and that and the other. There's a huge difference between that and the beating that Jesus took that he did not deserve for my sin to pay the price. Yeah. So see, you've now made a friend.
Now that part brings me to tears, man.
Can you now call me your friend?
Absolutely.
All right. See, Big Blue.
I'm seeing you in a different light now.
Hey, Big Blue, I love you. Thanks for listening, buddy.
Me too, man. Don't go spoil it and talk mean about me anymore.
But I got you to call in. No, thank you for calling. See what happens.
The lady that's on your show, what is her name again?
One's Jenny Bushkell.
Yeah, she's absolutely adorable. I like listening to her, and the other gentleman there with you, he's great. So
yeah, Dino sometimes. I surround myself with good people, so they keep me in line. But Big Blue, I'm glad to count you as a friend and somebody that helps keep me in line. See, I feel better now.
Hey, buddy, I do too. If I got that off my chest, a little haste, I was just like, man, they're right off the bat.
Do you mean to tell me that Matthew 18's principles actually work?
Hey, if it's in God's word, it works. That's the only one that would be perfect among us. That ends any discussion on that.
It's not me or you.
He did was perfect.
Well, Big Blue, you go out there and have a good day. And when it starts raining, keep an umbrella handy.
I appreciate you, brother.
See you, buddy. Keep listening. God bless. That's awesome. For Joy 620, WRJZ. See, we made a friend. That's the way it's supposed to be. I knew the guy was a good guy. We just need to hear from him. Sometimes I have to use, tactics of sort of gigging somebody, get him to call, and he did. But he responded like a real man and a gentleman. Why? Because he's a brother in Christ. Huh. That's how things work. We're family. We are family. Oh, he's going to tell me not to sing, right? I'd tell me not to sing. 6:15 at Joy 620. Dave says, don't sing. Play the time capsule instead.
The time.
I love it. Isn't that great? I think we have the best listeners in the world. I swear we do. We do. By the grace of God, we do. Today is the 95th day of the year. If I'm reading this right, 95th day of the year. 270 days left to go in 2022 on the time capsule. Today's a big day. I'll tell you why in a few minutes. When it comes to birthdays, I'll tell you shortly. But in 1958, on this date, Johnny Mathis' greatest hits made it to pop music. Wonderful, Wonderful might have been one of those. But then I sit there and think, was Wonderful, Wonderful even out at that time? That might have been later. Do you know that Johnny Mathis was on a track and field scholarship at San Francisco State College? And when he arrived to the Olympic tryouts, chose a singing career instead. But he was a tremendous athlete. Love it. Johnny Mathis on this date, 1958, greatest hits album, was number one. Meanwhile, in other incidents on this date, the wonderful date known as April 5th. Is it April 5th already? It is. Joseph Lister was born on this date in 1827. The surgeon and the inventor of Listerine mouthwash. Also president of the Royal Society. Meanwhile, Booker T. Washington was born on this date in 1856. Spencer Tracy from Captain's Courageous was born on this date in 1900. He won an Academy Award in 1937. 1937? Spencer Tracy was one of the great actors born on this date. This date is just filled with award-winning actors. Wow. He also starred in Boys Town, San Francisco, Stanley and Livingston, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in 1941. So we move on from Spencer Tracy. Next, in just a few moments, more of those great stars that were born on this date. Right here, Joy 620 WRJZ. It's 18 minutes after 6. Time Capsule continues in a moment.
The Bob Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620 WRJZ.
Joy 620 WRJZ. Good morning and welcome in. Yeah, that probably the one. That's not the one we're thinking about. But anyway, Academy Award winning actress from 1935, Betty Davis was born on this date in 1908. Not only was she in Dangerous, she was in Jezebel, she was in Dark Victory, she was in The Letter, Foxes, Voyager, Mr. Skeffington. Oh, I thought about that. All About Eve. I should have put that one down there. Yeah. And Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. She died in 1989. Yes, it's Superstar Day. Betty Davis, Spencer Tracy, Melvin Douglas, and all these people all born on the same day. So, Betty Davis, Ruth Elizabeth Davis, born of the state in 1908. Here's another one. From To Kill a Mockingbird, Gregory Peck was born on this date in 1916. He won an Academy Award in 1962 for To Kill a Mockingbird. The Keys of the Kingdom is also another movie he starred in, as well as The Yearling. Duel in the Sun, Gentleman's Agreement, 12 O'Clock High, David and Bathsheba. Captain Horatio Hornblower, remember that? The Snows of Kilimanjaro, Roman Holiday, I remember that. Gregory Peck, born of this date in 1916. Wow, hard to believe. Died back in 2003, a long time ago. And ladies and gentlemen, from the television show Batman, Frank Gorshin, I believe the Riddler. The original Riddler, born on this date in 1933. He actually, rather than being an actor, was an impressionist. Frank Gorshin could just about impersonate everybody. In fact, it's so much, he starred in something called The Great Imposter years ago.
He was great as the Riddler in the TV series. He was great.
I think part of it was because he was so thin. And he just had that look about him. I mean, he looked like a weasel, man. It was great. I loved it. But hey, that's part of it. Great. Meanwhile, happy birthday would have gone out to Colin Powell. Colin Powell, U.S. Secretary of State, 2001-2005, born on this date in 1937, died just last year in October. Tommy Cash, singer and songwriter, turns 82 today.
Some folks love and some folks don't.
Yeah, I remember that.
Some folks laugh.
What is it
frown.
Kind of country? You call
some
it strong ammonia country?
All strong ammonia country. Not as much as Webb Pierce, but pretty close.
Take you home.
That's more country western.
Goodbye,
right there.
John.
Goodbye, John.
You'll have to school me
took
on the arts of country
song.
Western.
We know he's the brother of Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Cash. But he was a great songwriter as much as anything, but people didn't know he did Six White Horses. That's a big hit. Michael Moriarty from Bang the Drum turns 81 today on the celebrity birthday list.
Yeah.
Also starred in Windmills of the Gods and The Last Detail. Incredible, huh? And from Sodbusters and DC Cab and Night Moves and Barney Miller, Max Gale, Word Jehowitz, turned 79 today. I didn't have Night Court, my bad. But Word Jehowitz, right? Yeah, Max Gale, 79, on the celebrity birthday list. Also starred in Whiz Kids and Normal Life. And he started something called Sodbusters, I said earlier. I don't remember that. Pearl. That's another one. But I remember him as, was it Sergeant or Jehovitz? Yeah. Max Gale, 79. He kind of had a cool part in his team. Remember, yeah. But, I mean, it was part of what he looked like. I mean, he was a handsome guy. He's a big guy. I mean, he looked like he played football to me. Yeah. I wouldn't want to mess with him, but he's still with us. Hey, happy birthday goes out to Agnetha Fältskog. Agnetha Fältskog turns 72. Who's she with? ABBA?
If you change your mind,
I love this.
I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free.
Okay, choir, let's see.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Man, that's good.
If you got your place to go when you're feeling down.
From ABBA, Agnetha Fältskog, turned 72. Have they gotten back together is what I understand. They also starred and she sang in Waterloo, Dancing Queen, and all those others. But Take a Chance, that's one of my favorites. Happy birthday goes out to novelist Anthony Horowitz, who turned 67 today on the celebrity birthday list. Screenwriter of Mind Game and House of Silk and much more. Pharrell. Turns 49 today? He's that old? Pharrell Williams? No, don't call him Pharrell. It's Pharrell. Pharrell Williams, rapper. But I really haven't heard him rap. I haven't heard much of his music other than Happy. You know? Won multiple Grammy Awards, though, including two with the Neptunes, no less. So happy birthday, Pharrell. Golfer Heinrich Stenson, who likely will be in the Masters lineup this week, will be 46 today. Golf champion of the U.S. Open back in PGA Open back in 2016. FedEx Cup winner 2013. WGC and Century Match Play winner in 2009. Heinrich Stenson. He's awesome. Ike Hilliard, football wide receiver from the University of Florida. I didn't like him then, but I liked him later. He's 46 now. And finally, Haley Atwell from A View from the Bridge and Cassandra's Dream, the Duchess, Captain America, the First Avenger, Pillars of the Earth, and Cinderella, and Ant-Man. Haley Atwell, she turns 40 today. Hard to believe. And that's today's Time Capsule, as we say, from Joy 620 WRJZ. All right. A couple of other house cleaning items that sometimes we forget to tell you. When we have prizes that you win, we give you 2 weeks to pick them up. After 2 weeks, that's a full 14 days. You forfeit those prizes, we put them back in the prize pack and give them to somebody else who will pick them up. We have longer pickup hours now, don't we, Dave? Because Nathleen's here.
Yes. Yes,
you know, I keep forgetting, because Nathleen is with us till 5 o'clock, we can actually have you pick up prizes until 5 o'clock.
Which is good because if anybody has talked to me regarding your prize. I apologize for the miscommunication because I thought our hours were extended only to 1 o'clock since I left at 1.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what Nathleen was there for.
Well, she's there for a number of other things. She actually, Nathleen does a lot around here. We're glad to have her.
So she's there until 5, so hey, they got plenty of time.
I must confess that I did steal and have one cupcake this morning in honor of our good friend Riley.
So did I.
Who had a birthday yesterday. That was a good cupcake, wasn't it?
I worked out yesterday.
It was a very moist. Yeah, now I got to work out today, that's for sure.
My metabolism will burn it off.
I did have a good walk yesterday before I came in. 6:30, Joy 6:20, it's getting close to Tanya time.
Well, that's right. Well, because you had the neighbor's dog chasing you, that's why.
No, there were some possums, though. Out on my road, kind of getting after me, and they looked at me kind of sideways, and I didn't like the way they looked at me, and I said,
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They just looked at you and said, forget him, forget it.
They looked at me kind of sideways. No, they were threatening. I'm scared of them. I'm scared.
You know that those animals eat ticks?
No, it's a good thing to have them around.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
6:30, brought to you by our good friends at LB Chase Mechanical Contractors, Eaton and Air. It's the news with Tanya Stout Brown coming up next on Joy 620 WRJZ.
The Bob Bell Show. About to start right now. Joy 620 WRJZ.
When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened. Hold on to me. Hold on to me.
From Joy 620 WRJZ at 6:37. Good morning.
Hold on to me when it's
just to point out something on the website I just saw at WRJZ.com. There's a picture of Riley, by the way, who had a big birthday yesterday with her cupcake. Below that is the Ministry of the Month. Dr. Rubbage with Moving Forward comes on at 11. Is that right, Dave? It inadvertently says on the website 8 o'clock. I don't think that's what I don't think we moved Focus on the Family. No, it's 11:30. It's 11:30. It's not 8 o'clock in the morning. We did not move Focus on the Family. So no, we may want to like email somebody and tell them they want to check your website there. Oopsie, we're still getting everything together from a lot of changes we've made recently, including occasionally you might want to check our job opportunities. I found out from and you heard from Window World just a minute ago. They're looking for installers and other techs that they can train at Window World of Knoxville. 938-0314, 938-0314. Give them a shout today and say, I'm interested. You can make some folding money. They've always got plenty to do, trust me. But if you're dependable and you show up on time and you're coachable, you're employable anywhere, but especially Window World. And if I'm somebody like you, I wouldn't mind working for Mark Shepard and Claudia Shepard and all those people. They're good folks. But anyway. 6:39 at Joy 620 WRJZ. You're listening to a man who's still on probation. That's right. 29 years of being here, still on probation. I'm working at it. It gives me something to shoot for. But also, would like to have an opportunity. I'm still tickled about that. Would like to have an opportunity to give away the marriage book, Marriage on the Rock, from Jimmy Evans. Now, y'all may not know who Jimmy Evans is. A friend of mine introduced me to him some years ago. As we actually did a marriage conference over at Johnson University with Jimmy Evans doing a simulcast with people who really wanted to work on their marriage. We had several couples in there throughout the whole weekend who really did a fantastic job of drilling in to why it is they want to see their marriage get better. Why is it? Why is it they wanted to make sure that they not only just stayed married, that's kind of a low bar, but improve their marriage. Why is it that I learned to love my wife even more? I made tacos for her last night. She liked that. That would be both like that, actually. And that's, cooking is part of my love language to her, and part of her love language is enjoying things that I've made. But there's so many other things. Also trying to encourage her to do all that she can do to spread her wisdom around. She has such motherly wisdom to pass on to other moms elsewhere who've, you know, they've gotten two or three kids. They don't have the wisdom of a lot of other women to pour into them. But my wife can be that source and resource. So that's how I make my marriage better, is point those things out to her. So you could, you know, you could really help a lot of, and it makes her feel good knowing that I know that she has a place in the kingdom to do something. But anyway, our ministry of the month comes on at 11:30 weeknights at Joy 620 WRJZ, as opposed to 8 o'clock in the morning. Claymo's shaking his head. You know, you could be looking at 10 different things when you're putting stuff like that in. You never know. Meanwhile, Marriage on the Rock, plus a fresh hot-off-the-grill backyard burger. The number, 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620. Here's all you have to do. Beside the Smokies, we heard the story about the Tennessee Smokies probably not being able to have the first pitch until 2025 here in Knoxville, and it may be called the Knoxville Smokies, or it may be called something else. Can anybody tell me what other names that the Knoxville, that the Tennessee Smokies has been called? Dave can, when it was right over here at Bill Meyer Stadium. Yeah. The number 865-342-5620, a little bit of East Tennessee trivia. You don't have to be a baseball fan to know that. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I knew that. 865-342-5620 for the Backyard Burger, plus the book Marriage on the Rock with Jimmy Evans. And he is an accomplished speaker. Like I said, we headed for that weekend. There were a lot of couples that went home with a marriage that was honoring to God because of decisions they made during that weekend that Jimmy Evans challenged him and her with. Anyway, 865-342-5620. It's an entertaining book, too. It's not just, let me tell you how you do this. You know, it's fun. And it has a new blended family chapter inside. All right, so in honor of the fact that the Smokies, or the baseball team, won't be coming to Knoxville, or back to Knoxville, at least for another 3 years or so, the number is 865-342-5620. What was one of the names that the baseball team was called when it was here in Knoxville? That's the one I thought of first. And then, but there were others. 865-342-5620. What were some of the other names that the baseball team here in Knoxville was called before it took off to Sevierville? 865-342-5620 for the Book of the Burger at Joy 620 WRJZ. So you have 2 weeks to pick it up here at the station. Anytime between 8 and 5, we'll take care of you. And or you do it within 2 weeks, or if it's after 2 weeks, we usually even add another week just for grace, because stuff happens. Or if you called us and said, hey, hold my prize. I'm not able to get there within 2 weeks, but I can get there in 2 weeks and a half. You know, something like that. Yeah, that's cool. But the fact of the matter is, after 2 weeks, if you're not coming to get it, you probably don't want it. And that's okay. We'll put it back in, give it to somebody who else who does. Let me remind you, too, at WRJZ.com, it's got a place where you can shop the Joy Store. Did you know that? Yeah, there's T-shirts, coffee mugs with our logos on them. Some even have somebody's face on them. If you want to keep the rats and vermin away, you get the ones with my face on them. There's even a fanny pack you can wear with my face on it. That's sad. All right, your phone calls are coming in. We'll process those and have them after the break. Enjoy 620 WRJZ. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there and keep calling. 865-342-5620. Give me one of the nicknames of the baseball team. That's coming up next.
Bob Bell.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Yes, he would. And here he is
on Joy 620 WRJZ.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to go out into all the world and tell them the good news. That they can be saved from their sins. Your mission could be dangerous, but it will be greatly rewarded. Good to have you along. Good morning. It's now 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ. Temperature holding steady at 50 degrees. We wake up this morning, some clouds in the area, some rain coming later on today. And yeah, like Dave says, man, I've got a workout coming. Boy, I'm going to have to do some working out for sure. Let's go to the Bell phone now at 865-342-5620. James is there. James, do you remember some of the other names of the old Tennessee Smokies baseball team?
Yeah, a couple of them comes to mind, and it always touches a spark in my heart because my late father and I used to go to, I'd say, 50 or 60 games a year, and it was a big thing with the two of us, so a lot of precious memories there. But anyway, to answer your question, I'm going to go with a couple of them, if you don't care, the KJs, when they were in the Toronto organization.
Yes, sir.
And the Knox Sox, when they were with the White Sox.
Two right answers. One big prize. The Backyard Burger and the book are yours, James. You're exactly right. And I remember the smell of Bill Myers Stadium was great when you had the peanuts and popcorn in there. You'd walk into the stadium, and the seating was, you know, good enough to where you could really get close to the players and they can hear you. Or you could just sit there and talk to your friends and hang out. I mean, it was a great experience, I thought. It was fantastic.
Yeah, there were a lot of characters. There used to be this one older gentleman, and every time someone would come up the, you know, for our team, Knoxville, he'd holler, "Put the wood to it."
Yeah, man. Yeah. I heard it.
You remember him?
He was constant. He was always there. He wasn't annoying, though, but he was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you hear about the Vanderbilt Whistler over the weekend? When Tennessee took it to them this weekend and swept them down in Nashville?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
I watched him in the stands. They were showing a picture of him on television a couple of times. And especially late in the second game when they were getting beat, it looks like he was really getting tired. It looked like he just about had enough of that whistling, even of his own. He was getting tired of it himself. I thought that was good. Anyway.
Yeah, I'd say he probably didn't whistle too much on the way home.
Tennessee, 27-1, 3-0 in Nashville with a sweep. That was a wonderful trip. Anyway, good memories right there. All right, hang on, James. Don't go anywhere. We'll get some more information from you. Congratulations being the winner. At 6:53, it's time now for today's edition of Say What? The Sound of Silence. Good morning at 6:54. It is time.
The 21st century began. The future was more civilized.
Are you going to propose?
Propose.
Propose, because if you're not, quit staring at me.
But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
The English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly.
I see. Frogs eat flies.
Inner city slang.
I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
And various grunts.
Say what again?
Everybody loves somebody.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's one I hadn't seen. This is the story of Dimity Bonnet. Dimity Bonnet is a young lady, age 28, who evidently received the shock of her life. According to the Daily Mirror, a publication, she gave birth alone in a shower. She had no idea she was pregnant. All she knew, she was having stomach pain. Yep, stomach pain, as she described it. She was already a mom of two children, so she knows what childbirth is. But Dimity Bonnet, age 28, had given up hopes of ever having another child. So she's taking a shower, and suddenly she literally feels a baby coming. And so Dimity, her baby, happens in the shower. Jason, her husband, age 42, a songwriter. I wonder what kind of song he's going to write about this. already has Nate, 5, and Darcy, age 3. They stopped trying to have children, but she's given birth. And evidently the baby's doing just fine. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Dimity and John. We hope everything else goes well. They'll provide many other surprises throughout the rest of their life. They're huge and they're scary looking, and they could be moving in to your town or Knoxville soon. But don't worry too much. Those Joro spiders you've been hearing about are supposedly harmless to humans. Now, if you look at a picture of those, they do not look harmless. They look scary. They look like I want to run. I'm serious. I'm not usually too big of a scaredy cat with when it comes to insects, but spiders are arachnids. They're not insects. People should try to learn to live with them, said Andy Davis, a research scientist of Odom School of Ecology. The Odom School of Ecology is prestigious. He's also one of the authors behind a recent study. It's a publication by the University of Georgia, which causes me to wonder about it there. Published in the Journal of Physiological Entomology, the study says the palm-sized Joro spider, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, so I wouldn't want the Joro spider mad at me. But meanwhile, the palm-sized Joro spider, which is largely confined to warmer southeastern states like ours, has been discovered about a decade ago, could soon be expected to colonize in regions with colder climates. That's what they said. That's because researchers have discovered the large arachnids with their brightly hued blue, black, yellow striped legs have a higher probability, it says, of surviving a brief freeze than other closely related species of the same genus. So there. They survive in the cold a little bit better. The Joro spiders have a metabolism twice as high as their spider cousin and heart rates 77% faster when exposed to low temperatures. So that's how they keep everything going. I wasn't going to mention this, but it is a story and it is kind of funny. During an exclusive interview with Babylon Bee reporter, who may have lost a bet, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked to explain the altercation between movie star Will Smith and comedian Chris Rock. She said, quote, "It's time for me to explain what I have been explaining, and that an explanation is every explanation," said the greatest orator of our time to the reporter, who was already looking around for a window to jump out of. So Chris Rock is a man who makes comedy jokes, explained the vice president. He exists in a place called Hollywood, which is where Will Smith, another actor, also exists. Will Smith acts big because on the inside he feels small. All of this sounds like it could be true, but it actually comes from the Babylon Bee, and it's not. But it's fake news you can trust. It's kind of funny. All right, that's the last of that from Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5 and all over the world at WRJZ.com. I got to tell you what I was caught doing yesterday. This was neat. So coming home at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I was getting ready to fix supper, right? 4 or 5 o'clock, it's beautiful out there. My grandson's out there. He had taken all the shag balls that I have in my golf ball pit. I have a sand pit where I keep a bunch of golf balls that are just for hitting in the field. You don't take them to the golf course because they're scarred up and nicked up here and scuffed up there. And they're old and some are top flights, and I just don't like top flights. But he had taken all those golf balls and thrown them out in the field, like 40 or 50 of them. One by one, or three by three, or six by six, I watched him over the next half hour, and I didn't tell him to put them back. I said, "What are you doing, Bjorn?" He goes, "I'm putting them back, Papa." "Well, thank you, sir." He put every one of those golf balls back in the pit. Would that we would all learn that. Put stuff back where you got it. Welcome in. 7 o'clock, Fox News coming up. From around the nation, around the world, and also local news headlines with Tanya Stapp Brown, brought to you by Fox Toyota. It's all right here at Joy 620. Brought to you by Fox Toyota. It's all